Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The show can't go fast enough every day for me now. Like, I just, I feel like I'm going through the motions just trying to get to this moment. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy at all.
It's time for the diary.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the Halloween party!
The Halloween party.
I'm so excited.
And where we left off, I mean, we haven't heard a lot about Mike lately. It's been like a lot of other things.
He's like mentioned because she's like, oh, I'm at a wedding and I'm not the single one this time. And
yes.
Oh, we're having a Halloween party. Kim and her in a new house.
Yes, and they moved into a new place.
And Mike's surprising me with what he's going to be.
And just so if you missed it, all the diary entries are everywhere, right? You can get them on the Odyssey app.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can get them on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, there's videos on Instagram, the audio or the website, Facebook. Like, they're all
everywhere. Can't miss them.
Yeah.
And Odyssey is spelled O.
No, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's how you'd miss them.
But anyway, she was going to go, if memory serves, she was going to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Yeah.
Kim was going to be Mia Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
Thurman, yeah.
Mm.
And Mike was going to surprise her. Okay.
And I just accidentally glanced down. We are going to get an update on the party.
Yay!
Okay. So that was dated October
30th.
Okay.
This is dated November 3rd. Parts of old insecure me are trying to come back. I'm trying so hard to be happy. Not try, just be.
Oh no.
Lots of things to be happy about, but it's harder than it looks. Oh, this makes me sad.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
She goes through these spates where she just writes more and more psychotic. Is that what the problem is?
Is
this kind of one of those
she
like.
She has days where her handwriting is so beautiful and I fly through it. Today will be interesting. I'm going to do my best.
From your perspective, what is it when it's bad handwriting? Is she writing fast?
I think she's got a lot to say.
Okay.
Because I know this is a longer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Our party was fun. It always is. Lots of people came that I hadn't seen in a while, and everybody seemed to have a good time, especially Kim and Mike.
No, I'm so mad, I feel like breaking
something. I've taken deep breaths and a couple of breaks from trying to write. I keep thinking about Julie telling me to write it down and not to bottle it up. So I'm trying. You know, we haven't heard of Julie ever since we found out that Julie gave her the diary.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, was Julie the one who gave her the diary? I forgot about that. Yeah.
It was like, okay. You need this.
Okay.
Oh no. I hate Kim. She's an awful friend who treats other people like they aren't important. I may not look like his. What? I may not look like it. It's definitely an H. It says his, but being the most beautiful person in the room doesn't give you the permission to treat people like. No one likes the person who's always trying to be the center of attention. She hit on him right in front of me.
No, she didn't.
Like I
no, she
was
didn't.
Invisible. Or maybe just to show me that she could hit on him. And he flirted back.
You know, I don't want to. Okay. Mm. We'll wait. I'll wait.
Yep. Yep. You know what, Kim? I'm still 30 pounds lighter and 3 dress sizes smaller. You could, oh boy, the handwriting has, I understand, she's pissed. You couldn't fit in the cheerleader outfit, remember? It's all well to be tall and blonde and pretty with big boobs, but you have nothing interesting to say. And you make yourself feel better by latching onto your friend's
boyfriend's.
It just says was. So I woke.
We have to take a picture of this one.
Yeah, you guys so have you guys to. Can, she like, is, help you this. Can like feel the anger because I can't tell what that says, but you get the picture.
Yeah.
So I work at a bank. So what? At least people like to talk to me. I can make conversation. Kim. Ooh. It's all written to Kim. I can talk to anybody and make friends everywhere and without showing off my chest, I think is what that says. And yeah, I've batted my eyelashes and used charm to my advantage, but I've also got a brain. I may be a brown-eyed, brown-haired girl like everyone else, but I'm cute. You know what cute is, Kim? Forever. You know what blonde and pretty turns into? Old and wrinkled with white hair. You're a bitch and a bad friend. And Mike, I just expected more from you. I was wrong. You didn't try. I was wrong, period. You didn't try to steer her or you didn't stop her or ignore you.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's happening? You didn't try to stop her, okay, or ignore her, I think is what she meant to say.
Okay.
The beautiful woman flirting with you, I get it. But she's my best friend, asshole. Aren't some things off limits? You deserve each other. You're both bad friends. You both. Wow. And that was that.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder how bad it... Okay, Slacker, you put this into the world. You said...
I didn't.
What if he shows up and he's wearing the couple's costume with Kim?
She didn't even say what costume he was.
No, she doesn't care. Do you think they're broken up?
Yeah.
Or do you think she's just angry?
I don't think you come back from that.
But they just moved into a new house with Kim. She, right?
Take she out. Did. So I think.
Sometimes when you're this into it, it's off-putting for me. No, I'm sorry. Can I offer from Mike's perspective for 1 second?
Okay.
Kim may be a bad friend, but yeah. Mike's just like, sometimes we're just being nice back and it may, by your girlfriend, she's like, oh my God, you're floating back. And it's like, what am I supposed to do at that moment? Like be rude? Like, I know you
can,
probably have
you
in your head.
You can be dismissive, for sure.
Yeah.
Just like a party and
okay,
it's your best
Kim,
friend.
You're drunk. Would work.
Yeah, it is tough, though, because if
away.
This is the first time you're meeting him and meeting Kim and she's being flirty, you don't want to be like, excuse me, don't flirt with me. And she's
but
like,
it's not
I'm
because
not
he came over for dinner.
They did meet once already.
They met once, okay. But it doesn't seem that there was an issue then or she would have told us. She's not
so
telling
Kim
us
just
anything.
Got drunk.
Yeah. It's a bold move to go, hey, quit hitting on me. And they're like, excuse you?
What are you doing?
Right.
I'm not hitting on you.
And the girl definitely has that power. I mean,
yeah.
I've been there where you go
say,
like.
I'm going to go get another drink and leave. You can leave the situation.
And it sounds like he didn't ignore her.
Yeah.
Also.
But can I also say.
What?
The writer is insecure and sometimes overblows these things.
That's why I don't know if they're broken up because she started it with like parts of the insecure me are coming back, not like I'm devastated.
But then the other thing that I wrote down, because I'm jotting notes as it's going on, like she says the insecurity is coming back, but then the way she talks about Kim, that's the most confident I've ever heard.
Yeah.
She's just like, like when you back this girl into a corner, she's just like.
Fight and go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will resonate with the boys, but haven't you had a Kim? Who like wants to be the center of attention, wants to insert themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, the boys have that too.
The boys do. Yeah.
I've definitely dated a Kim before. Like this exact same thing happened to me at a party. I remember coming around the corner in the kitchen and she was there flirting with another guy.
And you're like,
yeah. And she was kind of like, what are you like? Put it on me. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to like fight this guy? Or are you going to like, I'm just going
to. Ew, indeed.
What we call a pick me girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what Kim seems to be from the view of our writer.
I was even wearing the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I don't want to get into it.
Okay. So this was November something 3rd.
November 3rd. The next entry is November 4th.
So she does
and
write
And her handwriting
again.
Has calmed down.
Oh, God.
good for listeners.
I don't know how I'm going to wait 24 hours, but we all have to. One more entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9. From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.